This is June the 9th, 1964. Betty Lockery Hogue interviewing Larzer Feidelson. Mr. Feidelson, we're continuing our talk of several weeks ago, and I think we'll start at the beginning in the place at the time when you took over after Mr. McGurran left the project.
That's right.
Tell me how the organization went.
Well, it was a mess, and everything was disrupted within the organization. The project was threatened with not abolition, but being reduced simply by reducing the budget. And we would have to, out of necessity, reduce the number of workers. Mm-hmm. Because unfortunately, when we're dealing with murals, this is a very strange thing. When a painting is put into a public building, everybody becomes conscious he's a taxpayer, and therefore he's an art critic. And he becomes a compulsive letter writer.
Oh, really?
And you find that the government was very, very earnest about the reaction. Its attitude was very earnest and considered everything. So therefore, between that and also difficulties, political difficulties were taken on. The Red Boys were organizing them, and there were a lot of these Nazis raising Cain. So Buckley McGurran found himself out, and so did the other head, Partridge. I was asked, and this was the first time they had a supervisor of murals.
Was this just the murals that you came in at this time?
Yes, I was doing murals before on the, yes, for the government, under WPA, or whatever it was called at that time. And the first thing I did was to organize my muralists into designers, and what you call top assistants, and then the lesser ones who were to assist in the project, because every mural necessitated a number of helpers, because we worked within a limitation of time, because buildings were dedicated. And this has been the tradition in murals. But the number one necessity was to get people to be able to carry out the design according to the way the designer mm-hmm. had planned it, and also after the design has been made and okayed by the supervisor, it had to be okayed by the sponsor.
Oh, I see.
Before the contracts were signed.
The sponsor, meaning the government, or the
government
people
was
in charge of the post office, for instance.
Well, not the, that would be another government agency.
Who was the sponsor?
The sponsor would be, say, a public-supported institution. It could be like a hospital in Duarte, or it could be a library, or a school building, or a city hall. Tax-supported institutions.
I see. They were putting up part of the money.
They put up one to our three.
Oh,
to our four, I can't remember the exact proportion. But we could not put, say, five to the one.
Yes.
Therefore, we had to work within the limitations. The number of dollars to be spent on all the people and material, even to the scaffolds, mm-hmm. to the carting, everything was charged against that project.
And Mr. Feidelson, at this time, did murals mean just ones that were done in tempera, painted murals, or did
a mural?
The most
no, the mural meant anything that was to be fixed to a wall.
In other words,
then the media.
Things came under this.
Yes, I think King painted some of his on canvas and applied, because many of the walls that were decorated were old walls and were not prepared for, say, fresco. Many, very few buildings are prepared for a fresco. You've got to have a certain support beneath the thing. But also there was a change in the construction of the buildings, and